This is my advice today. Go see Man on Wire. It takes 94 minutes to watch the buildup to a few remarkable moments in New York City's history. But in that time, the trifecta that art can achieve happens. Time is altered, loss is relieved, and space is transcended by one human being. And when it happens, we're invited up to the empty space between the two buildings and look over. And as Philippe Petit says,
I see the other tower and I imagine the void. And if I were to run on this slab, I will just fall to another life.
A Man in the Balance. It's the age-old thriller. The film starts at the beginning when Petit first gets the idea of the wire walk.
I have opened a newspaper at a page and I see something magnificent, something that inspires me. I see two towers. And the article says one day those towers will be built. They're not even there yet. And when they are, they will become the highest in the world. Usually when you have a dream, the object of your dream is tangible, it's there. It's quixotic, but it's there, nagging you, you know, confronting you. But the object of my dream doesn't exist yet.
And one of the greatest pleasures of the film is watching archival footage of that dream as it's being built. The Twin Towers, as they rise from a hole in the ground. Construction workers cheer as they complete a section, and it's just uplifting to remember a more innocent time, to have the images of destruction reversed, if only temporarily. And that's the quiet thrill, to follow Petit and his merry band of art supporters around to watch and listen in as they plan and successfully thread a wire 200 feet between the buildings, and then to watch as Philippe Petit walks across the sky.
I sit down on the wire in one of my crossings, and I did something that amazed people. I actually look all the way down to look at something that I will never in my life see again. So I can tell you, and yes, probably it's a lie, but to me it's not. I heard the crowd. I saw the crowd. I hear them murmur.
The tonic to the mind is hard to describe. It's a piece of performance art next to a piece of iconic architecture embedded in a movie. It was after seeing the film this summer that I tracked down urban planner Bill Otto, who had worked in and around the towers through the 70s. He had been witness to another World Trade Center performer, George Willig, who had climbed the facade, and he recalled a moment from that day in 1977.
And sure enough, some guy's climbing the corner of the World Trade Tower, the North Tower.
Otto noticed a photographer set up with a tripod and a zoom lens.
I asked this guy, I just turned to him and he was looking through his camera and I said, can I just take a quick look through? And he turned to me and he gave me this weird look. And he said, no. I said, well, just a minute. And he said, if this guy falls, I'll miss the shot.
The filmmakers who shot Man on Wire have generously invited us to look through the lens to share in a meditation on fragility and strength. Leaving the movie and stepping back onto the streets of New York is a bit like waking happily from a dream where one has gone back and spent time with a beloved friend who's no longer with us. For WNYC, I'm Karen Frillman.